illustrate being brought into subjection. Now, maybe the most important prophetic symbol in these first 10 verses are these enemies that oppose Gideon and Israel at this time. There is a rule in Bible prophecy that's very important to understand, and this rule is set forth in several verses in the Bible. We'll look at a few of them here. And it's basically this: when you see something in the Bible illustrated 2, 3 or more times, then you can count on this being truth. Deuteronomy 17:6 says this: at the mouth of 2 or 3, at the mouth of 2 witnesses or 3 witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of 1 witness he shall not be put to death. Deuteronomy 17:6. In Deuteronomy 19:15 it says this: one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, and any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of 2 witnesses or at the mouth of 3 witnesses shall the matter be established. That's Deuteronomy, of course, is Moses writing, and he says it twice, but some might say, well, he's just one witness. If we're going to establish this rule, let's use the rule upon itself. Let's see if that's somewhere else. And in Corinthians, Paul says, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses shall every word be established. 2 Corinthians 13:1. So here we have a second witness confirming this. And Paul speaks again in Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:19. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before 2 or 3 witnesses. 1 Timothy 5:19. So in the Bible, not simply in Bible prophecy, but in the Bible, when we see a truth illustrated minimum of 2 times, then it is established. We can have confidence that it is truth. In Judges 6:3, we read that the enemies during this time of Israel's oppression was Midian primarily, but also the Amalekites and the children of the east. And we started with a passage from Selected Messages, Book 3, that all these things that are recorded in God's Word are illustrating the end of the world. So we're suggesting that these three enemies in this passage have some prophetic role to play at the end of the world. And we're going to look at these three enemies here and see if we can see them identified 2 or 3 times in the Word of God. Because if they are, then this truth is established. Now, the three enemies in Judges, Midian is one of them, and his name means strife. Amal means trouble or warlike. So we see in the names of these nations